Hurricane force winds are lashing western Cuba as Hurricane Ivan continues its destructive path through the Caribbean. The storm has killed more than 40 people. Forecasters say things could have been much worse if the center of the storm had not missed Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and now Cuba. Hurricane Ivan brought its destruction to Cuba's western Pinar del Rio province, but forecasters say the center of the storm will pass well to the west of Havana. Jack Bevin, a hurricane forecaster at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says residents of western Cuba can expect a battering from Ivan.
Well, if the strongest winds of the hurricane actually come on shore in western Cuba, the effects will be devastating because the maximum winds are 160 miles per hour. And if the full fury of that comes on shore, it will have a considerable impact in western Cuba.
Pinar del Rio is Cuba's third largest province and is the center of the world-famous Cuban tobacco industry. Cuba earns about $180 million a year from its tobacco exports. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans have evacuated low-lying areas to wait out the storm. All domestic and international flights to and from Cuba have been suspended until Tuesday. Many Cubans are still recovering from Hurricane Charley, which struck the island in August, causing considerable damage. Mexican authorities have ordered thousands of people living in low-lying areas of the Yucatan Peninsula to evacuate and have issued a hurricane warning for the tourist center of Cancun. Ivan is an extremely strong storm with a central barometric pressure of 910 millibars, making the storm the sixth most intense in the Atlantic and Caribbean since measurements began. Mr. Bevin of the National Hurricane Center says Ivan will move up into the open waters of the Gulf of Mexico and could strike northern Florida later in the week, but the storm will probably lose much of its intensity by then.
Well, it looks like that as the storm moves into the Gulf of Mexico, the upper-level winds will become a little bit less favorable for maintenance of such a strong hurricane. So we do expect some gradual weakening. We don't expect the storm to come apart completely. It's just too big and too powerful. And as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast, it's still going to be a major hurricane, but it will probably be a little bit less than what it is now.
Ivan devastated Grenada, killing more than 30 people and leaving about half of the island's 100,000 residents homeless. The storm also caused severe damage in Jamaica and in the Cayman Islands, where it caused heavy flooding and considerable property damage. Mr. Bevin says the situation in Jamaica and the Caymans could have been much worse if the center of the storm had passed over the islands as it did in Grenada.
It could have been much worse because the eye could have gone directly over Jamaica, could have gone directly over Grand Cayman, then it could have gone directly over the more populated regions of western Cuba around Havana rather than just trying to skirt the western tip of the island.
Residents of the Florida Keys breathed a sigh of relief as state authorities lifted an evacuation order, allowing them to return to the island chain. Florida officials are focusing their attention on the northern part of the state, where Hurricane Ivan could come ashore by Wednesday, becoming the third hurricane to strike Florida in a month. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Miami.